This is the Don and Mike Show.
Good evening. I've been asked to tell you that the following show is very scary, with stuff that might give your kids nightmares. You see, there are some crybabies out there.
Good quality on this tape, I just like to say. It's like you're watching it over the air.
There are some crybabies out there.
Religious types, mostly, who might be offended. If you are one of them, I advise you to turn off your set now. Come on, I dare you. Chicken! Hey.
Homer, did you just call everyone chicken?
No. I swear on this Bible.
That's not a Bible. That's a book of carpet samples.
Ooh, fuzzy.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And his wife comes through the door.
So?
Did I mention she was dead?
No.
Well, she was. And she hit him in the head with a golf club.
And?
Don't you remember? He went golfing all the time and it really bugged her.
You said he went bowling.
No! I've coughed up scarier stuff than that.
Oh. Oh. I thought I heard dudes say, oh.
Me too.
Oh.
The comedy stops here.
There you go.
The Don and Mike Show.
That was interesting.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Oops. There you go. You're on the air. Hi.
Hey, I just want to say that's one of the best sets that I've ever heard from you guys.
That was a good set we just did, Mike.
Now it's a set. We've had sketch. We've had skit.
Skit.
Set. That was a great set. Well, you know, Don always decides before the show what we're going to put on the charts. Mm-hmm. Before we get the roadies to set up the speakers.
We pre-tested that. What was our Q score on that?
I don't know, whatever you guys call it, but it was one of the best segments that I've ever.
Best segments.
Okay, thank you, appreciate it.
I'm old. I have to search for the words.
I hope those people that listen to those opening segments on the show today appreciate it now, because we got to play Major League catch up now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was thinking as Jim did not want to leave, and Jim did not want us to go to a commercial break.
That'd be Nance, not Source.
I think we were a little behind the eight ball right now.
Because originally we were told that Nancy had 10 minutes, and then as it turns out, she really did blow off all of those reporters. Mm-hmm. And
she lingered longer.
Didn't want to go.
I believe that she was having a Calgon bath oil bead moment.
She was wound up. She gets more and more wound up every time she comes on this show.
She was like a dog in heat today, wasn't she?
Hello. I love you.
Yeah, lots of love there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm doing better.
I doubt it.
Yeah. Who is this?
Who's this?
This is Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Is this Don or Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the frig do you want to make about it?
I just want to see if I can talk to Don or Mike.
Let's see which one wants to talk to you. Hey, Don, you want to talk to Bill?
Only if he's stupid as dirt, Mike.
Go ahead. He's right here.
Hello?
Hey, Don?
Don and Mike Show. How are ye?
Oh, well, I'm doing very well. I just wanted to call and tell you guys that I listen to you every single day, except on Thursdays.
Why not on Thursdays?
I don't drive the van on Thursdays.
That's our best day.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot Thursday's no van day.
A special van, right?
That's what's going on.
What do you haul in your van?
Porno.
Porno.
We made love in my Chevy van, and that's all right, I mean.
Somehow you think of that when I think of van. I think of can you help me with this sofa? What is that? What does he say to her? He says something to her.
Hold on, Mike. There's a better one than that, though.
Okay.
It's the van down by the river.
By the river.
That's the winner of all vans,
that is
right?
The winner of the vans, absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes, hello there.
Hey, tell Ravi I've got Brian Piccolo's wife's phone number if he wants to call her and tell her what a crappy ball player he used to be.
You mean to get some of that Robbie hate out of his system?
Sure. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing.
I don't think he really has the number.
Hello, Mrs. Piccolo.
Why not call Judith Belushi at the same time? Tell her, hey, John was a cokehead.
I didn't care for his comedy,
not that funny.
Especially the Killer Bee segments. I didn't like that, Mrs. Belushi.
Hi, Mrs. Bishop.
Hello.
Joey was a suck comic.
Courtney Love. I never liked Nirvana.
Didn't care for it at all. I think he sucked. Bye now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, that was the best scene ever.
Good scene.
People stop it.
You know why it was good? Because
we were in it.
We were in the scene.
That's right. You had all the angles. I liked especially that angle from the back of his head when you were talking.
It was a great scene.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, we shot it. We actually, what is it they say? We blocked it out for the cameras.
Yeah, right? We blocked it before he came in because Jim only had a certain amount of time, so we only had really one take that we could do.
And we just did a table read before he went on the air.
That's good. You win.
Table read. And it was really just a treatment.
Yeah, it was fantastic, and and it's rare to be able to do that kind of work with just one shot.
It was really bullet points, really. Mm-hmm.
The weird thing is, Jim didn't even look at his sides.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Is Don and Mike?
You know, we were looking at the dailies during the commercial break, and we were all very satisfied.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Good rushes.
But a couple calls ago, the guy said, "I just wanted to tell Don blah blah blah," and then he told you.
Well, that's great. It's like we weren't here. Of course we know that happened.
The reason we left him on the air is, well, he, like many of our troubled listeners, didn't realize he was actually speaking to us.
Well, a couple days ago, the guy wanted to ban the use. I was just going to tell you, and then they tell you.
Well, we decided we weren't going to use that as a bannable offense, though.
We're okay with that.
We still live in a whatnot world.
Yeah, and guises.
Whatnot.
And is it me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, your guys' whatnot's awesome. Thank y'all.
Okay. Hello, Donna, my show. You like someone who likes just going into the no-fly zone.
Mm-hmm. Troublemaker.
Hello, Donna, my show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. I wondered if I could talk about that porn star that was arrested for road rage.
Which porn star, my friend?
Pierce Brosnan?
It happened. You guys probably already knew about it. It happened a couple of weeks ago.
I vaguely remember something
about
this.
But the thing that was...
Mike, Pierce Bronson was never in porno.
Brosnan. It's not Bronson. It's Charles Bronson, Pierce Brosnan.
No, I know, but you mean the Remington Steele guy?
Well, right? He was just involved in a little scuffle with the paparazzi earlier.
But it wasn't porno, right?
No, it wasn't porno. No. Not that I wouldn't like to see him in porno.
The porn star you're thinking of is Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, bless you.
Don's allergic to puns.
Tell me about it.
Oh, wow.
The thing I thought that was interesting was, being in porn probably isn't the worst. That's why he risked it.
Oh, God, get a phone that works, please.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, it puts the lotion in the basket or it gets the hose again.
Well, that's it, but I mean, he said something different when he tried to get the girl in the van.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
It's the jackal.
The jackal?
Hey, jackal.
Hey, you guys ever worry about catching a bullet in the head on your way to your car after work?
No, we don't, Jackal.
Hey, you sold me $100, you backpacker.
The Jackal, you sound very hostile. Why so hostile, Jackal?
Happy Halloween, boys.
How's Douglas? That was Ken Stevens, right?
The Jackal. The Jackal, otherwise known his alias, the Apostle.
The Jackal was a nickname that lived with him for a long time, right?
Ken the Jackal. Hello. Because we said he looked like a terrorist.
Don and Mike Show. I guarantee I've not seen that MF-er since he got blown out with the whole Opie and Anthony thing.
Right.
But unless he's done a total makeover, I bet for a guy who used to like to travel a lot,
right,
Ken probably either has had to have a total makeover or he's got to get stopped and profiled at every airport in the world.
Yeah, because he had the huge black beard.
Our old general manager really looked like, and the beard was one of those beards that looked like it could have been glued on.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. And he's really, ever since that he left CBS, he's kind of gone underground. You know, he just occasionally releases a videotape and tells us what's going on.
The last I heard is he now weighs 370 pounds.
he is a man who has potential to really join the big man's club.
Maybe he got those tags removed.
The skin tags?
Skin tags.
Oh, that's impossible.
Did you just use a hole punch?
Be too much blood loss.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Yeah, if you like those
Paul Scofield clips from that one movie you should also check out.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Not quick enough, Charlie.
I'm going to call.
Thank you, Charlie.
I'm going to say, hello, Don, on Mike's show.
Yeah, how you doing?
How are you doing? That's the more important question.
Matt, I'm doing just fine. Don, the Buffalo Bills are going to move to Canada in the next 5 years, so Don, you're going to lose that bet.
Yeah, buddy, okay, listen, you're so totally wrong. They are not moving the franchise to Toronto. They are splitting time. They're going to play, I think, four regular season games and a couple of preseason games over 5 years. And in the next 20 years, if the Buffalo Bills move anywhere, it would be to Los Angeles. It would not be to Toronto.
And he's gone.
Or you could just hang up like the giant hairless pussy you are. You just hang up.
I like that one.
The giant walking hairless crab that you are.
Now he's a crab. He's gone from being the source to the parasite himself.
Well, we got a break.
Yeah, the Buffalo Bills, Don. They're moving to Canada. You're going to lose your bet there. Oh, look at that. I'm a hairless crab. I got no hair, but I'm still biting.
We will be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.